Reuven really wanted to do a mitzvah, and he battled and he struggled, and he had all the kavanas and the ritzonis and the sheifas, and he didn't do it. Levi didn't really know what he was doing. He did a mitzvah. He was yotzi the mitzvah about his rabbi nutzus. You can yotzi a mitzvah, and so neither of them ever shleim is here. So Kodesh Baruch Hu takes those two people, Reuven and Levi. He takes his kavana with his meiser, and you have a meiser shalom. And that's what Hakadosh Baruch Hu did. He took the meiser akeda, Avraham Avinu's ritzonis and sheifas and everything that he wanted, that he ultimately, look in the svorno there, that he ultimately put into the shechitas aisle. The shechitas aisle we saw represents all those yidden that are going to die as kiddush Hashem, but without any kavanas, without any ritzonis, without any sheifas. He was completely mentor sharei tum, and he got killed because he was a Jew. So Kosh Baruch Hu mitzarif that mice of Avram to those yin that died as kiddush Hashem. And now you have shleimus, a very big kiddush. So let's go through this again. Hakosh Baruch Hu manu Avram vino lasaisis liyitzak avini muuma. ונשאל את השאלה, מדוע באמס מונו מאברהם אבינו לעשות כן? ומה בדובר? כל החונה סוף, כי היו לרשוב, all these החונות and everything that אברהם אבינו did, can you imagine what he got himself up to that was all for a waste? ונראה רבה זה על פי מה שאמרו חז"ל, שמחשוב הטוב הקדוש ברוך הוא מצטרף אל המעשה. ולמדני רבוסינו כי בעניין מצטרף למעשה, נכלל העניין שהקדוש ברוך הוא לוקח מחשוב של יהודי. Kosh Baruch Hu takes the machshava of a Jew, sheishteikach b'kol libel aisos mitzvah, burning with all his desire to do the mitzvah. Ach mitzvah yitzah lo yotzeh, la poel, he just doesn't get to do the mitzvah. And Moshe yesh yudi acher. Ashe kaimes ha-mitzvah im kol ha-hidurim. Ach lelo yishteikach, because v'lo kisufim, he does it, but without any real connection to Hashem, without any real relationship. V'nimtzeh sheishneim lo asu dover sholem, neither of them did a dover sholem. אך הקדוש ברוך הוא מצטרף את המחשבות של יהודי פלוינים עם המעשה של יהודי אחר ויחדיו נחשב את המצווה זו כסחוס אחס שלמה. This is one big סחוס for everybody. שרי כלל ישראל כולו קיימה שלמה. כלל ישראל זה all one, 20 interviews, we said yesterday from the חסני, שמי גוף אחד היה. כלל ישראל רבי, whatever, I have to understand that the יסוד is here. It's a whole share on its own, we need to go into it one day. בכך בעניינינו, הקדוש ברוך הוא לקח את האחונס, הכיסופים, והשתיקקוס, והגגויים, ששתיקק אברהם אבינו לקיים בהם את מייסא קדה. הקדוש ברוך הוא took all that yearning and passion and כוונס of אברהם אבינו to do the מייסא קדה, but he never did it למייסא. וצירף עושם למייסא הקדה של היהודים שנשחטו ונטבחוי כאלה ססודה. And הקדוש ברוך הוא מצטרף that to all the yidden through the generations. Lolo rotzen velolo machshove. They died without any rotzen, without machshove, but they died because they were Jews. As what happens, machshove yisrael shel Avraham Avinu shelo yegi ledei maisa. That machshove of Avraham Avinu by the keda, that didn't come to fruition. Hitztorfel lemaaseim shelo yisim yudim baile maisa shenoktu veneshchotu al kiddush Hashem. That gets mitztarif to his einingklach, his grandchildren, who did the maisa, who were oked and nishchot al kiddush Hashem. Avram Avinu v'kol oisem doyres shel shmad tzeitzov shel Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu on all those generations of shmad, the descendants of Avram Avinu mitstarfin yachad erech nichoyech lekol ben ish el Hashem. Wait. First of all, you're never alone. You're never alone. The Maisa Keder comes with us all the time, and you see it. That's the beauty of Klal Yisrael. We're a very unique nation. Zois hisig Avram Avinu b'maisa keda. That's what Avram Avinu achieved at the Maisa Keda. Hisig lebal yidach mimen yidach shelo yeh yudi sheyechel tzeit mikesh advekes lo kodesh boruch hu hen ritzoyni hen shelo ritzoyni. Ki achen gam yudi shu shelo lerunot tzeidika. He doesn't do things as rots and claimish ritzoyni ene noitel Hashem elokav. He's not actually drawn to ruchnias. He's not drawn to Hashem. Mikomokem pnimis nishmosei bo eres ubishteikiges liyeis kriwe lekaile klil lashem. inside that yid is platzing to be close to Hashem. Well, it's covered over, it's hidden. Usomim et devar Rambam b'Hilchos Gerushin Perek Beis. Famous Rambam b'Hilchos Gerushin says the Rambam, "Mi shetok for Yitzrei Hara lebatal mitzvah la'asay sefera v'hoka ad she'osa dover shechayim l'soyse." Means somebody who's got the Yitzrei gets hold of him not to do a mitzvah or to do an avera, and you beat him ad she'osa dover shechayim l'soyse until he does what he's chayiv to do. Or he'll distance himself from doing something he's not allowed to do. Ain't ze onus mi menu. That's not called onus. Imagine you take a guy and you beat him until he's mamish like, you know, at life's edge, to put on tefillin, and he puts on tefillin. You tell me that's onus? Sounds like onus. Hold the gun against you and say, put on tefillin, I'm going to kill you. It sounds like onus, right? Said Ram, that's not called onus. It's onus. Elohu anus atzmoi b'day tahara. He made himself into an onus with his evil machshava, with his yetzahara. Lefikach ze she'eli reitzi legarish, ma'acha she'reitzi lois misrael. This Jew doesn't want to give a get to his wife. After he wants to be part of Klal Yisrael. As reitzu lases kol ha'mitzvahs yirachem in aveiros. He wants to do all the mitzvahs and keep away from all the aveiros. The Yitzrei who should talk for his Yitzhara's got hold of him, so now he's honest by the Yitzhara. The Kivin Shehuka Achitashis Yitzrei, you beat him till his Yitzhara gets weakened. Vama Reitzani Kva Girish Letzoyne, that's called Girish Letzoyne. The guy says, I'm not giving him off, I forget, blah, 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 blah. You beat him until he says, okay, I'll do it. That's called Letzoyne, that's not called honest. There's a whole different perspective into how we work. That means every Yid, the Bach says this in Hilchos Tefillah as well, the Mefurush Bach in Halacha. Every Yid wants to do all the mitzvahs. What happens? He's got a Yetzahara. So it's not you hitting that makes him to an onus. He's an onus now. You beat him to take him out of the matzav of onus to get him back to his Ratzon of wanting to do the Ratzon Hashem. Every Yid wants to do the Ratzon Hashem. Every Yid has that, what we call the Pintali, that inner Pnimius Dik of a Yid, that the Yetzahara can't get to that. But the Yetzahara clouds it over, that can't function. So you beat the Yetzahara out of the way, and then that thing comes forth, that shant.
So when he does a mitzvah, it's not honest, it's his
it's
will.
It's peratzah. When he gives a get, if you give a get for honest, it's not a get. That's the problem with all these legal endeavors to get men to give their wives gittin. In some countries, they won't give you a secular divorce if you don't give the get, whatever. All these things become problematical because you're forcing him to give the get. The get is to give him a peratzah. But says, whatever you got this guy, he doesn't want to give a get. So you take him and you beat him until he says, I want. Well, it doesn't sound like, it sounds like honest, no? Mm-hmm. You beat a guy hard enough to get him to do anything you want. Mm-hmm. Everyone's got his breaking point. So how can you do that? Why is it called Rotzen? Well, they gave the get for Rotzen. For Girish Ritzoyne. Because his Yates has got hold of him. Really, he wants to do the mitzvahs. He's got a Yetzahara. That means every Yid out there wants to do the mitzvahs. The most far gone yid wants to do the mitzvahs. That's why kiruv so easy. That's why so easy to make kiruv people. You just explain to them and they go, oh, phew, I didn't really thank you very much, and they start keeping the mitzvahs. That's it. Understand these kiruv workers why they can't get their acts together. It's terrible. No, understand that you have to beat the yetzahara out of it. We know ourselves. We want to do the mitzvahs, and we don't do the mitzvahs, and the yetzahara gets a bit of us, we feel terrible. If someone would have come along and beaten you and you would have done the mitzvah, you would have back up, wow, I did the mitzvah, thank God, Baruch Hashem, you'd be happy that you did it. Harambam landenu kan nekudu yosodis v'chashuva. The Rambam is teaching something very fundamental here. Liboy v'pniyaisa shel kol yudi kshurim la'amoy ulelakov. The inner nekudu of every Jew is bound to his people and to his God. Even though externally it doesn't look like it. Hapnimis Doiseris Tahira. The Pnimis stays tall. Lachen Kashe Megim. Lois the Pnimis Yaledae. Hachloshes Koyacha Yaitza Chitzoini. When you come to that innerness, that inner Pnimis of your Neshama, through weakening the Yaitzahara, Bekaledae Makas Onshim, through giving the guy a good patch. As misgala pnimis amiti, so then the real you now starts shining through. Vehi here at soina amiti shalei sodom. That is the real person. That is the real person. The box is this Mefurish brings it down in Hilchos Tefila. I think it's in Siman Beis, I'm not sure. In the tour, and he says the same idea. The Bach says the same idea, that every Jew wants to do the right thing. Now that Pnimius, you must know, can never be destroyed. That Pnimius can never be destroyed. There are certain exceptions. That's the whole story of Purim. That's what Haman and Ahasuerus wanted to destroy. That called Hester, that Esther, that inner hidden Pnimius that a Jew has, which is an akud of Adam Arishon before the Chet. That's what they wanted to destroy on Purim. That's what he was off on Purim. Yeah, that's another story. Ahasuerus understood that was the only way to destroy the Yidden. Because as long as he has that Pnimius, you can bury him up to his eyeballs in Yitzhar. It doesn't help. The Pnimius would eventually shine through. So he had to go off to the Pnimius.
Why are you going back all the way to Adam Rishon before the
Chet? Because that's what Purim does. That's another story. Purim is Adam Rishon before the Chet. That's why there's a Kabbalah Sotayra. In order to have Kabbalah Sotayra, you have to have Adam Rishon before the Chet. That's what happens on Shavuos. Poscha hazuhumah memehem. The poison, the bacteria of the Yetz Hara that came into Adam Rishon when he did the Chet, now got taken out of Klal Yisrael again. They were separated from that. When it came to Asina. Then it came back again after the Chet Ha'egel. It went out again by Purim. Why before Adam Rishon before the Chet? I'll tell you why. Because this is a couple of shiurim. That Nakuda Pnimius of the Yid is completely pure where there's no Busha. Busha comes as a result of the Chet. We saw that Adam Rishon did the Chet and he went and clothed himself. On Purim we say Lo Saveishu Velo Sekalmu. There's no bush on Purim. Why not? Because we're back in touch with that Nakuda, which is Adam Rishon before the Chet, where there's no busha. There's no busha because there's no Chet. Take it one step further. We know that Purim is Yom Kippur is Doime Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur and Purim are together with the Mashmois. The Arizal says that Purim's higher than Yom Kippur. Why? Because Yom Kippur is tshuva after the Chet. Purim is before the Chet. On Yom Kippur, what do we say? Hareini lefonai kabushu ochlima. We are standing in front of you embarrassed and lowly. What do we say on Purim? Lo seveishu velo sekalmu. There is no bush, there is no chlima, because we've gone back to that nekuda before the Chet. That's why there's a Kabbalah Sotayra on Purim. Kimu vekiblu mashelo kiblu ba'asina. Okay, we have to wait a little bit till Purim. We'll talk about this in depth. That's what Levush is. What's Levush? What was the first thing Adam did after the Chet? He took a Levush. What's a Levush? Lebush. It takes away Busha. It's there for the Busha. That's what clothes are. There's a certain embarrassment in the Chet. And the Busha gets taken away from the Levush. So if you look at the Megillah, you look at the whole story of Purim, it's surrounded with clothes. A lot of stories about the Godim and whatever. The last, the Pasha before Purim always is about the Big Day Kahuna. Which we know that Ahasuerus went in war, put on, and Vashti put on the Big Day Kahuna. They were coming to destroy Busha in the world. That's what they wanted to do. The only way they could do that was to destroy that Pintele Yid.
So the Pintele Yid carrying from Adam before the Chet, not Avram Avinu.
No, Avram Avinu was the one that resurrected it. Adam lost it, and Avram Avinu was the one that picked it up. But in Achinami, it's that Nakuda from there. Yeah. We all have a little bit of Adam Rishon in us. Avram Avinu also is a little Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon was Adam Akkadol. He was every human being that was ever going to be. Me'at ha'chitzoini shel ha'yeitzer hu ha'machase ezo ha'pnimis nafshe shel ha'yudi shrei mizora shel Avram Avinu hu Zera Kodesh Hamuchan Lisarif Chai Al Kiddush Hashem Bekorek. It's the external aspect of the Yetzer that covers up the beauty, the shining beauty, the innerness of the neshama of a Jew, because he's a descendant of Avraham Avinu, who are holy people and are ready to be burnt alive Al Kiddush Hashem at any moment. When the Goyim cause us tzoros and suffering, and as a result of that they break a little bit of our connection with the physical world, then that light, that inner light, starts shining. B'kol tukfo, it starts becoming a very bright light. She'enu kibum mishum ruach boilam. There's nothing, there's no wind that can blow out that light. U'me'ir b'mola uzuf etifote. That's when the Jewish people really shine bright. A little bit of tzoros beat up the beat of the eight, on a little bit, weaken their connection to the physical world. And you see how they shine? K'zayah sipura meragesh el yudi mumer b'polin shel trei mashor. There was a certain Jew who was a mumer, lived in Poland in times of the Holocaust. Yudize nidbal the Nazis. He baptized to Christianity. Mamish became a full-blown Christian. V'ole mitkadem b'sulam ha'chevrati. He started climbing the Yiddish Kop. You find that whenever the Jews become Christians, they make it to the upper echelons. And they become, because Yiddish Kop with a bunch of goyim. What did you think was going to happen? Achiagir lemisheres reish ir. He became the head of the, became the mayor, the head of the city, Rosh Ha'ir. Kefi shenitin letzabos miyudim mumer, hu yichbid es oyla al achi vayudim. And of course, these guys were always much worse to the Yidden than the Goyim were. Always worse. The Jews that turned away from the Yiddish God were always much worse, treated the Yidden much worse than the Goyim. Gozar alayim gzeres kashas achzoris lelo rachem. He put upon them awful, terrible, merciless decrees. He became one of the great anti-Semites of his generation. Trotsky was another one. Trotsky was also a Jew that learnt in Haydn and became a mass murderer. The Chofetz Chaim held that the Rebbe, the Cheder Rebbe, was a cry for all those lives. Another, the Cheder Rebbe once came into the Chofetz Chaim for bracha, and as he walked in, the Chofetz Chaim started screaming at him, "You murderer, get out of my room, go away." I don't know what he wanted. Chofetz Chaim, imagine you walk down Kanievsky and he starts screaming, "You murderer, get out of my room." You're like, you start looking around, you're the only one in the room. That's kind of frightening. And the guy went away, was Mamush Balaam, he didn't know, but he didn't understand. So he went back to the Chofetz Chaim, he wanted to ask him what he was talking about. So as he walked in, he said, "You murderer, get out of this." "What did I do?" He told him, "That boy Trotsky, remember you kicked him out the Cheder and you wouldn't even come back? He went and became Trotsky. Have you makarived him and worked with him and spent some time with him? You could have made him into something. Every time he went and all those deaths, all those murders on your head. Get out of here, you murderer. It wouldn't be my chutz, bro." Yeah, that's why I would never understood why anyone would be a cheder really.
Or yeshiva rabbi.
Yeah, no, cheder is much worse. It's more intense. In a class with 30 kids, it is more intense, and the kids are, you know what I'm saying, they look for sure. But you're right, yeshiva, you can be a murderer as well. It's like one of itself. Where did we get to? So he was doing his stuff. Came the Second World War. They came, the ghettos, and they sent them all off to the camps. But there are calls here again, lies near Nazi, Mashmur, Sheroshai, or Yedimuma. And of course, the Nazis, they were very, they weren't racist, there was no discrimination. Hem Kori, they kind of found out this guy's a Jew. And Korilov, Shailo, you say, even the Chaina, Shmur, Sheyudi. They asked him, "Is it true that you're a Jew?" Mishuma shoma yodel shtik, he kept quiet. Lohide veloichish. He didn't deny, he didn't admit. Achemi mach shmoi lo vitro. He didn't admit. Shaydes kashayis hois choy al roishe. Ad shehofchu liyois chakire shal mama shalke vachmira. They started torturing him, interrogating him, and beating him. You're a yid. B'sei shal dover achlito anantzim la'amid oisi b'mifchan. And then the dogs decided they're going to test him. Not to be able to say for Torah, they brought him into the base of the Beit Knesset, put him in his hand to say for Torah. And they told him to throw the Sefer Torah onto the floor, to trample on it. If you do that, then we know you're not a yid. Baptizing, whatever was emistic. But Sefer Torah ochus beyada. While he was holding the Sefer Torah, Poretz lepeta Rosh Ha'ir b'kriyas gil v'simcha. He started singing with happiness. Todah lechem, hashbosom li es yudot. You've given me back, hashbosom li es yudot. You've given me back my Yiddishkeit. Ani shlachti oise kekli shein chofetz bi. I took my Yiddishkeit and I threw it away like some vessel you throw away, you dispose of. V'atem echzatim li oise, and you gave me back my Jewishness. Todah lechem. The person went with that guy into his death. Yudi Zechayes Chayev Kebuged Ba'amoy Mibedrega Rishoyna. This was a first class traitor. A mummer, there's nothing worse than a mummer. And became a Rosh Ha'ir and tortured his brothers and Xeris. I'm almost anti Semite. He achzol la'achim yodim v'rodo fosam. Ach kashe bokem pi min yosef ora neshoma yahudit anitzchis. When the Nazis came and were megale his inner neshoma, that eternal nekuda that every Jew has, lo amad b'fnei kolcheshek. There was no darkness in his life anymore. Yehudi ze hanidach v'ubed. This Jew completely lost and distanced and disconnected. Chazal lechayk aviv b'shemayim. He returned to his father's arms, embraced the Kodesh Baruch Hu in his death. That's a Jew. V'zu haya tochna shel avtocha shivticha Kodesh Baruch Hu Avraham Avinu l'acha mayis akeda. And that's the avtocha that Avraham Avinu gave to Avraham Avinu after the akeda. Kibushu shel Aramban. V'ina huftach shelo yigroim shum chet shiyach lezora o shiyipu b'yad oiva v'lo yakum. Hine ze avtocha shleime b'gula v'asidu lanu. And that's avtocha shleime for the gula. The gula will come. Doesn't matter how low Klal Yisrael, doesn't matter how shefful Klal Yisrael's got, they will never be lost. Ein metzir shebo yipul yudi v'lo yoicha lakum b'sofer shel dover lachzor liyudose. There's no such thing as a Jew falling that cannot get up and return to his Yiddishkeit. Ein davar kaze. V'alkach ne'emar. Uboy ha'avdim v'eretz oshu v'nidochim eretz mitzrayim v'ishtachavu la'ashem v'har ha'kodesh b'ushalayim. The avodim, those that were lost in eretz oshu, and the nidochim, those that are nidach in eretz mitzrayim, they will all come back and v'ishtachavu la'ha b'kodesh b'ushalayim. Ha'klal el midvarov, kifi shekva'i k'domnu, hu shetos hi l'rois b'sev lo'i shel ha'am ha'yudi oynish greida. It's incorrect, like we said right in the beginning, to see the suffering that the Jews, an individual Jew, goes through as a punishment. There is that aspect as well, but that's not all that's happening. We're not worse than the Goyim. But we are completely different Bria. We're a different creature. Our reality is different. Our Metzias is Olam Haba, not Olam Hazeh. Bnei El Musanu, we're eternal, we can't die. Bonai Kelchai, we are the sons of a living God. Im Naida Lishmal Yudatainiv in Ishtad of Kolmaisi Dibrainu Machavasim Eliyas Bnei Lamabo. If we'll work and take care that all our Maisim and Diburim and Machshavas are aimed towards Olam Haba and we live our lives here in Olam Haba, Im Yaskilu Ayudim Lakaris Hashem Bachai Mutav. If we're intelligent enough to be Makaris Hashem Shamayim in our lives, all very well. Ach gam im lav, but if not, lo bitl sikuim v'lo efsa tikvosom. It doesn't mean that it's lost. In the lashon of the Tanya, shnei mini nachas ruach l'Hashem. Both these kitim are give enormous nachas ruach to Hashem. B'sofer shel dover and yeshuva l'avim shemayim, and then they'll return to Hashem. Ein zu nekama o enesh ele zikuch v'tara. It's not enesh. It's not anger. It's polishing. It's taking this impurity and burning out the dross, the impurities. Zu keva shein kama le tova gama shalem zu aliyah le'ila al mizbech avos Hashem. It takes a person. The Kabbalah Yisurim Shalav. It takes a person to a dagger that nothing else can take him to. It's an amazing Gemara. The Gemara says that a buyer was once in a lodge. He lodged over in a certain hotel or whatever. That night he heard a certain man and a woman arranging that tomorrow they're going to meet very early in the morning in the lobby, and they're going to go off on their way together. They're going to travel to wherever they're going. They'll travel together. They shouldn't be alone.
Sukkah. Huh? Sukkah.
Gemara in Sukkah. Take your word for it. Daf?
Nun. Gimel. Nun Beis on Beis.
Nun Beis on Beis. Nun Gimel. I have no idea. I don't know where it is. Now I do. I better be right. So they go on their journey. They go on their journey, and the buyer thinks that there's going to be an avaria. He can't leave them alone. The shal of yichud, whatever. He's going to follow them and make sure that they don't come to an avaria. He travels with them hour after hour. After a couple of hours, they come to a crossroads, and the guy says, "Okay, listen, I'm going my way. You going your way. We have to part company now. Thank you very much for the last journey." Lichrot, and off they go. The Gemara says the buyer was shattered. But I said, if I was in that matzav, there's no ways I wouldn't have done an aveira. Lo yitochen, I wouldn't have done an aveira. Look how low I am. Look how sheful I am. At Shabbat Eliyahu, it was Eliyahu. Who was?
The man came. They said it was Eliyahu.
So Eliyahu, a certain man came to him and said, Whoever the greater the person is, the greatest Yetzi is. That's why you, Abaya, would have done the Avera because you've got such a big Avera. This guy, nothing's going to come from this guy. So why should you Avera? Why should the Yetzi Hara throw him into the mud with an Avera? Nothing's going to come from him anyway. But you, Abaya, you've got a big Yetzi Hara. That's state the Gemara. Also, of Mordechai Miller, if you were deciding who to take into your yeshiva or into your cheder, who would you take? The guy that went on the walk and never does Averas and looks on the surface to be a very holy, pure Jew. We worked with this woman for hours and hours, never did Avera. Or you've taken a buyer. Not one Manel today would have taken a buyer into the yeshiva. Not one. Yeah, put up with all the tzoros of an abaya. I mean, that's got such a big Yetzer. He's the biggest shovav. He comes late one day. He's running around. He's the biggest problem maker in the cheder. Don't give me guys like that. Give me little guys that don't cause any problems. You look in the class and you look, who's the biggest troublemaker? Who's the wildest kid or whatever? That's a buyer. The other guys sitting around here, they're not doing anything. Good kids and like the tatalas or whatever. Busetta, you need them. But from them ain't going to come anything. He doesn't have Yetzer Hara. So I'd be kidding you, Yetzer Tov.
I didn't know it before. Oh, yeah.
We don't think with Torah cops. We don't think with Torah scoffers. Maybe Rabbi Rucham had a koyach to do that. Rabbi Rucham had a koyach to take a gun, mamash mechaven him into his gadlis, no matter who he was. Look what he made out of Rav Shlomo Freifeld. Look what he made out of Rav Moshe Shapiro, Rav Shurkin, big people. We mamash destroy the greatest we've got just because they're too much trouble. They're not worth the bother.
Oh, jeez.
No, it's a bit.
Yes, it is.
You understand that Gemara? You understand? There's a pachad pachodim. Kick him out. You get some guy that doesn't cause trouble to sit in his stand there. You know, you don't have to worry. Then you can go to sleep.
People on the easy street now.
Sausage
receipt. Yeah. Oh, exactly.
Cooking cutters.
Yankel told me I'm going to check it.